This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka.
It is and will always remain a matter of deep regret to me that I have not been able to deliver Brexit.
After three failed attempts to settle on a Brexit deal with Parliament, British Prime Minister Theresa May says she will resign from her position in 2 weeks.
I've agreed with the party chairman and with the chairman of the 1922 committee that the process for electing a new leader should begin in the following week.
May's departure will trigger a party leadership contest in which any Conservative lawmaker can run. Britain is currently due to leave the EU on October 31st, but Parliament has yet to approve divorce terms. Acting Defense Secretary of the U.S., Patrick Shanahan, has denied reports that between 5,000 to 10,000 U.S. troops could be sent to the Middle East to defend against a potential threat by Iran.
There is no 10,000 and there's no 5,000. That's not, accurate.
VOA has reported that Shanahan and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, would provide the president with a wide range of options Thursday in response to rising tensions in the Middle East. That includes possibly sending thousands more U.S. troops to the region. Shanahan confirmed this ahead of his briefing Thursday at the White House.
What we're looking at is, are there things that we can do to enhance force protection in the Middle East? You're absolutely right.
Which involves sending additional troops.
It may involve sending additional troops.
Now, it is not clear if the White House will approve of sending additional forces or equipment such as more Patriot missile batteries or ships. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif met Friday with Pakistani leaders to discuss bilateral matters and Tehran's escalating tensions with the United States. Follow this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is pledging $16 billion in aid to U.S. farmers hurt by the trade war with China. Produce growers, ranchers, and dairymen joined Trump at the White House for Thursday's announcement.
We'll be taking in, over a period of time, hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs and charges to China. And our farmers will be greatly helped. We want to get them back to the point where they would have had if they had a good year.
This is the second multi-billion-dollar buyout the Trump administration has provided to U.S. farmers who have seen Chinese markets for their products dry up. That's because of tariffs China imposed on U.S. goods to retaliate for U.S. tariffs on Chinese products. The White House gave farmers $12 billion last year. Mexico proposes U.S. assistance to fund Central American development projects. A meeting on the matter is happening Friday in Washington. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Mexico is proposing a plan that would have the United States finance 7 projects designed to boost the economies of Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Under the plan, the U.S. would commit some $10 billion in development funds on top of the $30 billion already budgeted by Mexico and the 3 Central American countries. Poverty and violence in the 3 countries have been major factors in the migration push to the north. Mexico's foreign minister, Marcelo Ebrard, is scheduled to meet today with President Donald Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan at the White House. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Reuters reports a bomb exploded in a mosque in the Afghan capital during Friday prayers, killing at least one person and wounding 16. That information coming from the Interior Ministry on Friday. U.S. prosecutors announced Thursday new criminal charges under the Espionage Act against jailed WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The charges come over his alleged role in what they termed as one of the largest compromises of classified information in U.S. history. They are not related to WikiLeaks' alleged role in disseminating stolen Democratic emails during the 2016 U.S. presidential election. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visited Arlington National Cemetery Thursday, just outside of Washington, ahead of Memorial Day. That's when the U.S. honors deceased members of the military. Trump and the First Lady placed flags at the tombstones as part of the solemn Memorial Day tradition. And we have more international headlines for you to follow on VOAnews.com. You can go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.